Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog. I live in a pond and I love to tell stories. Today's story is a true story about
sabotage.
Oh, hi. I forgot you were coming, but I'm glad to see you.
Hi, my name is Rascal the Raccoon, but you can call me Rascal. Sabotage means to wreck or ruin something on purpose.
Ouch! Oh, pardon me. A nut fell on my head.
Ha 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 ha. Sabotage!
Rascal, that wasn't... Oh, never mind. The term sabotage comes from the French word sabot, or shoe, where workers in French shoe factories were angry that shoemaking machines were replacing them, so they threw their shoes into the machines so that the machines would stop working.
Sabotage!
Wait, where did Rascal go? She was just here. Pardon me, my lily pad tipped over. So I was saying.
Ha ha ha.
Today's story is about...
fairies!
Nope.
Onions?
Nope.
Dirty socks?
Definitely not. It's about sabotage.
Ooh! I know a famous saboteur who worked in France to help people get away from the Nazis during World War II. The Nazis wanted to rule the whole entire world, which is whole and wide and world-like. And they were killing people to get them to submit to them. They would kill anyone who tried to stop them, and they wanted to kill her. The person that was freeing the people that they captured. But they couldn't find her. And they didn't know who she was. They gave her a nickname. It was the White Mouse.
That's who our story is about. Her real name was Nancy Wake. But the Nazis didn't know that. They knew someone was helping people escape from occupied France. But they didn't know who. The Gestapo, the Nazi secret service, were looking all over France for the White Mouse, the spy who was helping people get away from them by escorting them onto a train that would cross a mountain range into safety.
She wanted to help people get away from the Nazis who would torture or even murder them. She felt it was her duty. And so, even though she knew that if she was caught, she would never see people she loved again, she helped them. She was a war hero. The Gestapo were looking for her, but she kept escaping them, like a little white mouse disappearing down into a hole, until they offered a reward of 5 million francs for her capture. Francs are French money, by the way. It worked. People began giving them information and clues to her identity. The Gestapo were closing in on her. Her phones were tapped. Her mail was being read. And she was being followed. She knew she had to say goodbye to her beloved husband.
Mon amour.
Mon amour!
Oh, mais je t'aime.
And she had to flee across the Pyrenees Mountains all by herself. It was an arduous journey. She was shot at. She had to jump from a moving train. And she spent some very cold nights with no food and no water hiding in a sheep pen.
Finally, she arrived in England, where she was safe, for the time being. But did she stop fighting the Nazis? Did she stop fighting for the resistance?
No.
She began working as a secret agent in England. She pretended she was a pretty nurse, but really, she performed secret radio transmissions where she helped communicate with the resistance movement where to drop guns and ammunition, food and money, so that they could know where to find the supplies they needed to fight the Nazis. She trained resistance fighters to use guns and explosives.
Go-
The Nazis were angry that their plans were being...
Sabotaged.
So they sent in 22,000 troops.
Wow, that's a lot of troops.
1,000 vehicles.
That's still a lot of vehicles.
And 10 airplanes to break the resistance.
I like airplanes.
They wanted to smash the resistance once and for all. Nancy got the order to retreat, and so she was fleeing the area in a car when one of the Nazi airplane pilots spotted her.
Drove this way and that while bullets whizzed past her, and finally she flung herself out of the moving car and ran to safety. The Nazis' plan was working. They had almost busted up the resistance, who were out of supplies and had no more radio contact with main operations. Nancy knew the resistance would fail and the Nazis would occupy the area if she couldn't contact special operations in England. She could think of only one way to get to the headquarters. There's so many Nazis all over the roadways and more than 500 kilometers away.
Do not do it. It is too dangerous.
But I must. Nobody will suspect me. I will disguise myself as a pretty housewife out shopping for groceries, and I will keep riding my bicycle until I arrive at headquarters, and I will tell them we need supplies and backup.
But you have no papers. How will you get past the Nazi check stops?
Moi?
But it is too far. You cannot bicycle for 500 kilometers all on your own in a dress.
But the white mouse could, and she did. She put on the last of her lipstick. She filled her bike basket with market produce, and whenever she reached a Nazi check stop, she just waved a friendly and pretty smile, and the Nazis would say,
"Carry on, mademoiselle."
Merci. Au revoir. Bonne journée.
They never suspected that pretty woman on the bicycle hadn't come from just down the road.
But she'd been bicycling furiously for miles and miles and miles and miles. Her legs rubbed raw and in terrible pain from the tremendous effort. Who? Moi?
Carry on, mademoiselle.
When she finally made it to headquarters, she had been bicycling for 3 days. Her effort paid off, and supplies and radio codes arrived soon to save the resistance. Do you think the war could have been won without her?
I don't know, Mummy.
Wait, I'm not Mummy. I'm Lily, the green frog. Ah, my lily pad tipped over again.
Ha 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 ha. Na 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 na.
If you'd like to learn more about the White Mouse, you can read her autobiography. The autobiography of the woman the Gestapo called the White Mouse. She lived to be 98 years old, and of all the heroic things she did, she was very proud of her bicycle ride. If you'd like to learn more about espionage, sabotage, resistance, and rescue during World War II, you can read Catherine Atwood's book, Woman Heroes of World War II, which is where we found this story. Thanks for dropping by the lily pad. Ouch! Another nut. Who keeps doing that?
Ha. Ha 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 ha. Bye.
Wait, rascal. Come back. Ugh. Never mind. Bye from me, Lily. And thanks for dropping by the lily pad.